Blog Talk Radio.
Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight. I just want eternal life. I just want eternal life.
Living this world, trying to be different. Look, I swear it gets tempting. Y'all be like him. Please don't be like me. Y'all know we all sinners in this thing called life, but I may have y'all be. Time after time, day after day, I swear this flesh gets weak. Lord, I need your helping hand. Guide me through the things that I can't understand. Take me from a boy and make me to a man. I just wanna enter to your promised land. And I know that I can, and I know that I will. But my sin earned a bill that my pockets can't peel. So when the judgment is near, I will have no fear. No, you still near, no, you still care. That cross you bear, that blood you shed for my burdens, my Lord. Look, you left them down. You was there, said, put them on my tab. I got him. Wasn't that I see, and that penalty was death. Stupidness is on me, Lord. Stupidness is on me. Stupidness is on me. Not cause how good I've been. You saved me in my sin. Work it won't get you in. Work it won't get you in. Stay on a mission, Justin, look, don't be afraid to be different. I know you're not perfect, my grace is sufficient. That's why I've given you purpose. To worship me, in spirit and in truth. I formed you in your mother's womb before the world ever knew you. Spend every day with me, you hurt, son, come pray to me. Not only when you need me, sometimes reach out and greet me. Believe in me, like I believe in you. I got your life in the palm of my hands. I promise to never harm you, or leave you, betray you, forsake you. Every trial you go through was set upon just for your breakthrough. So walk by faith and not by sight. It's easier to walk in darkness when you know the light. So take flight, we on to a new life. Streets of gold, happiness, peace, filled with eternal life. If I take my time, would you still believe? It takes patience and faith to reap my promises.
Been through the fire, been through the flood. Done a lot of things that I'm so ashamed of. But I know you died to save my soul. So if that's what you want from me, then you'll get it without guarantee. Cause I just wanna see your face in that beautiful holy place. So if I can't see you now, I know I'll see you somehow. Walk by faith and not by sight. Walk by faith and not by sight.
Amen. Amen. Family, welcome to the Now Network. This is Man Up the Movement with Pastor E and friends. Yes, the foundation has been set. We are calling all men to join the discussion. Let's keep it real. Hashtag we will, I will do better now. Man up simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, meaning we're taking personal responsibility for our own lives. no longer relying on our personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, knowing that our steps are ordered by the Lord. Number four, walking in purpose with God. And number five, holding ourselves accountable, dedicated and committed to a life of constant change. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender, not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose. I am the God in me through Jesus Christ. This is Man Up. Well, good evening, family. Know that you are loved. Know that you are honored. Know that you are appreciated. We're continually growing and looking for God to push us higher and take us to different levels. And we just thank God for all of the covenants and all of the partnerships that have come because of the blood of Jesus, because of us being able to fellowship one another. And I'm excited for the new fire here on Man Up, and I'm excited for all of the covenant brothers lining up. We're not going to put them out ahead of time, but I guarantee you every Man Up episode that we have will be an alumni and a new guest throughout the 2 weeks that we are covering Man Up on the Now Network. But I want to bring in, without any further ado, my brother, my friend, my associate, he is Pastor Dwayne Collins out of Madison, Wisconsin, out from Chicago, originally from Chicago, and now a mighty man of God, husband, father, friend, employer, employee, and everything else. Welcome to Man Up the Movement. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. What's up? What's up?
What it do, man? What it do? It's Man Up.
Man, it's doing, man. I was kind of like in the little Bible, you know, that Tuesday night Bible study thing. So I had to run up out of that real quick, get in the car, because, you know, God is, he's on the on time God, you know, so we want to also be on time when God put things in order, you know. So,
amen.
I'm just chilling here in Madison, man. You know, I'm from the west side of Chicago. What's up? Yes, sir.
Amen. You want to go north? I mean, I'm great, man. I'm great. I can't complain. I'm excited. I'm constantly challenging myself and watching myself and holding myself accountable to a higher level. And that's all it's about, bro.
Man, and I tell you, bro, you know, I always tell you this here, man, you know, great mighty man of God. You know, I have watched you, man, and I see you doing great work, man, you know, because greater work than you should do. Why? Because the Father, he went. If he had stayed, you couldn't do greater work. So you're doing greater work to give God all glory. And, you know, you're a pioneer, man. You're a pioneer in this gospel, my brother, and I just appreciate you, man. Every chance I get to hear you, you know, I'll be at work. When you go live, when you do the morning show, I'd be at work, and I'd be like, you know, put the little earplugs in my ear so I can hear you. I want to respond back, but, you know, I can't because, you know, I'd be at work. The time you come on, my lunchtime be over with, man. So
right.
I just say, man, you're a great pioneer, man, and I just want you to know, just keep up the good work, man, because he's going to reward you, man. He's going to reward
amen,
you,
amen,
man.
Amen. I receive that. Oh, I lift my hands. I just, here, look, I'm lifting my hands just reaching up now and receiving that word, man. That's awesome.
And, you know, the Lord talks about the crown, man. So, you know, he do have a crown for you in heaven, my brother. You know, your crown may be different than my crown, but he got a great crown for you.
But it's a crown. That's right. Look, don't worry about what it looked like. Just know it's a crown.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, well, we want to go ahead and release you. I know God is working some things in your spirit, and we want to receive a word from you today. So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you. We thank you for Pastor Dwayne. We thank you for Pastor Ann. We thank you for his children. We thank you for every area of his life that you're tuning and molding and growing for him, Lord. We thank you for the doors that have been opened. We also thank you for the doors that he's opening. And we thank you, Lord, for his willingness to stay committed to you. That is not his will, but your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So move through the man of God, speak through the man of God. And we sit here obedient to listen in the mighty name that is above every name, in the mighty name that every knee will bow. Jesus Christ is Lord, and all in agreement said, amen. Bless you, man of God.
Bless you. Well, brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to greet you with the love of Jesus Christ, our author and finisher of our faith. He's our Redeemer. He's our love. He's our joy. He's our peace. He's our hope. He's everything. There's no God like him. There's no, the song said that there's no God like Jehovah. You know, you can search high, you can look low. You can't find nobody like him. You can't find your wife, your brother, your sister, your kids. Can't nobody be like him. Why? Because he's the ultimate. He's the ultimate sacrifice. You know, he died and he risen. You don't read nowhere in any history books. You cannot find it in any history book. You cannot find, I don't care what, you can go to Africa, you can go to China, you can go to France, you can go to Italy, you can go to all parts of the world, and you can't never find in a book, but one book that it says one died and risen. One came and risen. One got up from the dead. You can't find nowhere in, you can't find no books. If you find a book that tells you that someone risen and it's not Jesus Christ, you better, that's a cult. You better burn that book up. You better get rid of that book because it's a lie. It's a lie. It's only one truth, and the Bible is the truth. And so as I, you know, share this word with the body of Christ, because we're in the spirit of complaining. God has did so much to us in our lives. We're in the spirit of complaining. Study doing something, we complaining. You know, God said you'll know the signs. God put it in the Bible, talks about the signs. He said that no man on earth knows the days, the hours, and the time. He said, don't nobody knows when he coming. Don't nobody know. But he said, seek the signs, and you should find the signs. You know, here we are. We living in a day that, like I said, the church has got into a point of complaining. We're not fighting on the battle of the Lord. We fighting the battle, but we're not fighting on the battle for the Lord. He said, the song said, I'm a soldier in the army of the Lord. If we are soldiers and whatnot in the army of the Lord, we are complaining. We're not doing what God told us to do. We are not interceding what God told us how to intercede. We are caught up in titles. We are caught up in blabbit messages. You know, we are a worship and I put it in a respectful way, not to be disrespectful to nobody, but we are a worship of pastors, bishops. We are a worship of what you call a worship leaders. You know, we became worships of them. You know, the church has went lukewarm, and God said he'll spit it out. That's where we at right now. I don't care who you are. You can be Joe Wooskaboo or whoever. You can have all the famous name that you want. That doesn't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing. God strategically put things in perspective. He got the Old Testament. He made a book. Before he existed. You know, he made a book to let you know that God put everything together. If you go into Genesis talk about the very first creation. He's the only God. Don't have no end. He have the end and the beginning. Let me put that in perspective. He has the end and the beginning. He's the only God that said he put the world together. If you read it in Genesis, God said he was there. There was no other God by him, was no other God beside him. He didn't have to sit down with a congregation. He didn't have to sit down with a board member. He didn't have to sit down with nobody but himself. Get it now. You got to catch it. You got to catch it because Genesis started off in the creation. Genesis started off with a man and a woman. Genesis started off with the first creation, and God deformed man, and then he took a woman out of a man's rib. So God put human together. Man didn't do that. God did that. And so God said we would know the signs. We would know the signs because he said that they would turn away from he was telling Timothy, you know, Paul was talking to Timothy, he said, you'll know the signs when it comes, they'd be lovers of themselves. You got peoples that are bamboozling the church. They become lovers of themselves. It's about them. What you gonna do for my anniversary? How much money you gonna give to my anniversary? What are you gonna do this for my anniversary? What are you? And it all became about. Now, granted, it's not wrong to celebrate. Yes, we're supposed to celebrate one another. We're supposed to celebrate one another. Yes, we do. But I mean, I'm gonna get there. I hear you knocking on. My kids getting in here, man. We're just getting out of church. I heard you knocking on. So are we at to this point where is he saying, you know, he says, we are to this point where the church became lukewarm because we are so caught up in celebrating. Now, it's not wrong. It's no wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's not wrong to celebrate one another. Yes, we celebrate in Christ. No, we're not celebrating someone to make them better than us. No, no. We're celebrating them to celebrate in Christ. That's our ultimate goal. We want to celebrate this thing. We want to celebrate. We want to celebrate. We want to celebrate you in Christ. No, we don't want you to get too, we don't want you to get too big head to where you where God, you know, where God can't do nothing with you. You know, we don't want to get too big head that God can't. Y'all feel that, right? I mean, I like I said, you know, I apologize. You know, we just getting our Bible study. My kids got in the car. My wife has jumped in. Y'all feel that, right? You still with me, right? Hey, you still out? Let me get an amen. Let me get an amen if you're still out. Can I get an amen? I didn't lose you, did I? Praise the Lord. Is you still out? Praise the Lord. You still there? Did I drop you past the heat? Are you still there? You still there? You still there? You still there? Praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
You still there, man? Just go.
All right, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. And so, as I was saying, that you know, the word was coming out and said that we would that God, you know, they put everything in perspective. So we have came to a point to where complaining. We started complaining and not doing what God desired for us to do. We start worshiping. Idols. We're no longer trying to do what God desired for us to do. And so what God is trying to do is get us to a point to where we can go back to Him. And you know, like I've just been eating this word because it's the word. You know, like I said, God has did some things before He came into flesh. And so we got the Old Testament. The Old Testament was giving us an idea. But we got the New Testament that where God revealed. So now we're to a point to where, you know, He's given us the signs. And we're not caught up on the signs no more. What we caught on, packing out the church house so we can ride in our Mercedes. We're packing out the church house so we can get accolades. We want people to know that we got the biggest church and things of that nature. But without God, there's no power. God said, if He doesn't build a house, the house is in vain. So as I've been, you know, walking this walk for these last 2 months or whatever, man, you know, and God been dealing me with some things, and I have to come true with the body of Christ because, you know, we got a tongue tied. No, like I said, we complaining, we're not praying. We complaining, but we're not praying. Interceding what God wants us to intercede. You know, in the Old Testament, God was saying he's looking for a man, and he couldn't find nobody. So now in the New Testament, he revealed himself. He found the man. The man came to die for the sins of the world. He came that no other man can die for the sins. That's no other man can bring a human time back together. So I want to come with you with this Philippians 2:5, you know, and I bring this to you because you can't grasp. Now you can get some stuff out of the Old Testament. Yes, you can get all that. You can get a lot of stuff out of the Old Testament. I'm not condoning the Old Testament, but we're no longer up under the law. Now we've been set free. What is the law? The law is sin. So if any man, so what I'm saying, the Bible, Philippians 2:5 say, let this mind that be in you, which also was in Christ. Let this mind. So what mind do you have? If you can't serve God with your own mind, because if you're trying to serve God with your own mind, you're going to mess up. You're going to mess up. How are you going to mess up? Because with our mind, we was conniving. We was we had criminal activities. We had things of the flesh. We didn't have a right God. We didn't have the understanding of the God. We didn't have the understanding of the Word of God. We were caught up in our own wind, in a sense. We was caught up in our own wind. So here's a nugget that God says, you know, and I say God said because in Philippians, Paul was speaking. Paul wasn't God. Paul had the divine Holy Ghost. Because if you go back to scripture, you remember Saul was a persecutor. Saul hated us. He hated the peoples that was out for Christ. He hated the peoples that was out for righteous. But yet Paul got a divine revelation. Paul got a change around. And as he got a change around, God poured words into him. Because can't no man speak like this. Can't no man understand like this. So Paul is telling the body of Christ. He said, let this mind that be in Christ, that also in you. We got the mind of Christ. If you got the mind of Christ, why are you changed? If you got the mind of Christ, why your neighborhood ain't changed? If you got the mind of Christ, why you fighting? Why you arguing? Why you can't be overcomer? Why you can't oversee? Why you can't move forward? Why you always stuck the dog? Why you always stuck like you can't move? Why you always blaming it on? God says you have the mind of Christ. So therefore, God said, all power has been given unto me, I give it to you. First of all, you got to have faith. If you got, you can see this power, not no earthly power. That's what we get. We think that because we got the Holy Ghost, you got the Holy Ghost to come against unclean spirit. You got the Holy Ghost to pray against witchcraft. You got the Holy Ghost to pray against the things that come against our Lord and Savior. That's why he said in the latter days, they would turn away from the faith. Mans will become lovers of themselves, boasters, blasphemers, liars, stealers. He said that they're going to become like that. So if you know and I know, that is the time. That's the end time. He said you know the signs. He's giving you this. He's telling you this. He's saying that let this mind that be in Christ also be in you. If you have the mind of Christ, first of all, do you got the Holy Ghost? Yeah, do you? A lot of people say, yeah, I got the. If you got the Holy Ghost, why your mind's not like Christ? If you got the Holy Ghost, why you not binding and loosing? If you got the Holy Ghost, why you not? Why you can't intercede? If you got the Holy Ghost, why does it seem like your life don't mean nothing? If you got the Holy Ghost, why it's hard for you to think? And so, as I've been chopping up listening to this word, because it's the word that makes things come to truth. It's the word that makes things come true. Like in 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, listen what he's saying. We know that Jesus Christ is God. I ain't arguing on that. That's not the subject. I'm not going to debate that. What I'm telling you, the scripture says that we have to be followers of Christ. We have to be followers of Christ. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, greater things that you should do. But here's our problem. Because we quick to run to the household of faith. That's a great thing. It's good to come together. He said, let's come together, reason together. Let's come together to embrace one another. Let's come together to lift one another up. Let's come together that we may grow together. That, yeah, it's good to come there to do that. But when you leave from the household of faith, what is you doing? You got all this word, but you're not doing nothing with it. You got all this word, and you got people around you, you're ever still sick. You got all this word, and you can't bind and loose. You got all this word, but you can't do this, you can't do that. God says, he said, all power and authority has been given unto me, and I give it unto you. I'm not, you know, and I'm saying this here because we have to get it right. These are the signs. You can look on national TV and see two men laying in the bed together. You would never see that on TV. You see two women together. You see, if you go into malls now, malls are saying it's okay for what they call same-sex gender to go in bathrooms. These are the signs. This is the time that we're supposed to be preaching. Whoa! This is the time that we're supposed to not spare the rod. This is the time that we're supposed to come. Who cares? They don't listen. But we do what God tells us to do. God said, go by the highways and the byways. He said he's looking. He's looking for someone that's gonna intercede for the nation. He's looking for someone going to intercede for the body of Christ. He's not looking for someone to run around the church and keep shouting and howling, falling out. He's looking for someone to do great works. He said greater works that you would do. Amen. And so I'm hearing this thing in my head. And I'm trying to get this thing out of my spirit because he said we serve God in the spirit, not in the flesh. The flesh wants to be glorified. The flesh wants to be glorified. And I'm telling you that the flesh want to put on perfume. It want to put on cologne. It want to put on these diamonds. It want to put on this gold. It want to make itself look so. You want to make yourself look so good, but you're nothing. Without the Holy Ghost, you're nothing. He said you're just a sounding brass. You just, whoa, 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 whoa. That's what all you is. You don't have no power. You don't have no authority. That's what we come to a point. That's what we at right now. That's what we at right now. You ready to go to a church to hear the praise and worship. Once after praise and worship done, oh, that takes you long. I'm ready to go home. God, it shouldn't take the service go too long. But when praise and worship was going on, you was having a blast. Oh my God, you was about to tear up the building. You was running and jumping over. You was flipping and ripping and nipping and lipping. You were doing all kind of stuff. But soon the word came up. You start talking about the path. Oh man, it takes too long. You pastor took too long. Pastor took. He didn't have to preach like that. He didn't have to do that. The Bible says it. God's word says if the word don't cut you, then it's not a word. If the word don't make you repent, it's not a word. the word don't make you come out of your mess, it's not a word. The word of God comes to correct. The word of God comes to embrace one another. That's, you know, and I'm going to say this to myself, and I'm saying it out there. That's why I've been so quiet, because I've been hearing. I'm listening to what God say. I'm listening to what God say. God say, you know, we got some people still on the wall. Yeah, we got some still on the wall. We ain't crying. We're not crying like the prophet. Oh my God. We're not crying like the prophet Elijah. God, what do you mean? Oh my, I got more prophets than bow down to Baal. It's more people out there. You got to connect. How do you connect? By praying. How do you connect? By getting in the Word. It's the Word of God. It feeds the Spirit. The Spirit has to grow. That's why you keep flipping. That's why you keep tripping. That's why you keep dipping. Why? Because you don't have the Word. God says, how could a person of out of godliness have the Word of God? How could your mind be in Christ and you don't even know who he is? How could your mind be a part of God and you don't even seek him? Not alone, you don't even pray for him. You're not trying to get nothing from him. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Well, if you're a new creature, where's your tripping life? If you're a new creature, why are you not doing the things of God? You've got a darkness into God's love is light. Then what's wrong with you? What part you didn't get? He's the 2 Corinthians. This is the New Testament. You don't hear this in the Old Testament. You don't hear this in the... You hear about the prophets. David. Saul. I mean, not Saul. Samuel. You know, you hear about Samuel. David and Goliath. Proverbs. You know, you hear about the old prophets. You know, you hear about, you know, how the Israel was in the wilderness. You hear about Moses and all them. Yeah, but you don't hear about this, let this mind that be in Christ. Also, you don't hear that in the Old Testament. Yeah, you hear it in the Old Testament say you should have one God. Hear, O Israel, thy Lord God is one God. But he flipped the strip. Family, he flipped the strip. If you read Matthew's, he flipped the strip. He came with a new order. He came with a new law. Why? Because he know man can fulfill the law. So he came not to condemn the law, but to bring the law up under subjection. Why? Because God said, if you, fidelity to hearken your heart. So it's the heart that God's seeking. So once you give your life to Christ, God is able to change you. Look, don't get me wrong. Yeah, the Old Testament is good to go get reference from. But he came with a new. God said, I came to fulfill the law that you may live. How you going to live and you don't want to seek him? God says, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. So if you got the mind of Christ, you know, Christ was an awesome God in Genesis. He fed him. He was the manna. He was the light. He was the fire. He was the water. He was the angel. He was Abraham's best friend. He was friends to people in the Old Testament that made them to where they become Old Testament legends. But God come in the New Testament, and he said to us, you know, Matthew just started in Matthew's whatever, but God comes to tell us on Calvary, he says, he changed the law. He says, today you be in paradise with me. What amount of man can do that? Got to be 100% God. What I'm saying, family, you know, it ain't nothing changed. The word is still the same. Today, tomorrow, forever. The word ain't going to never change. But these are the times What I mean by the times, if you have the mind of Christ, you got all you need. If you got the mind of Christ, you got all you need. Because the mind of Christ ain't like my mind. These words we speak are spirit and truth. The word are spirit and truth. That's what we speak. We don't speak. I don't speak highly of something that can't do nothing for me. I'm not finna give in to Baal. Baal didn't heal me from my sickness. Baal didn't heal me from my madness. Baal didn't heal me from my suicide. Baal didn't stop all of the voices I was hearing in my head. Baal didn't do that. This man named Jesus, who was in the beginning to the end, he said, I'm Alpha, Omega, the beginning and the end. He said, well, I am him. Drink of this water, and you will never thirst. We trying to drink man water. That's why we thirsting. That's why we falling. That's why the word doesn't mean nothing to us no more. That's why we just jacked up right now. We want to chase prophets. We want to chase. All you got to do is get the Bible. You know how many prophets in the Bible? Every scripture is a prophet. Every word is a prophet. All you got to do is seek the word. God's giving you the word. He's giving you the word. He says that greater things that you should do. Why? Because he went back. If he'd have stayed, we couldn't do great things. I mean, I'm not saying I got it all together, but one thing I do know is that if I have the mind of Christ, when I find myself doing some things, about to do some things, Christ don't think like that. He says, seek out the things of God. What is the things of God? Righteousness. It's righteousness. That's what we're supposed to be seeking out of, righteousness. Not backbiting. Not just sitting in our house and not being fruitful. Not letting the devil know he's a liar. God said you got all power and authority. He said you have all power and authority. And you sitting there tripping. You talking about you can't do this. You talking about you can't do that. You talking about you can't do this. You talking about you can't do that. God is a God of promise. God says it. In Philippians 4:13, you can do all things in Christ Jesus who strengthened you. He didn't say you can do all things in your whatever. He said you can do all things in Christ. You need to be in Christ to do all things. You need to do all things in Christ. And, you know, the flip side about it, he changed the message. Before, the high priests and all this kind of stuff, but he changed the message. He's giving you the authority. He's telling you, you can do this. But you got to follow after Christ. You remember when he said, put down your cross and pick up his cross and follow him. Put down your nonsense. Put down the things that you hate. And pick up love, peace, joy, happiness, and togetherness. Remember he told you who he is? He said he's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Yeah, I've been quiet. I've been, you know, just seeking what the Lord has for us in the body of Christ. Yes, and I'm praying. I'm praying because I didn't come this far to let some devil shut my mouth. God gave me a promise. He gave me a promise. And he said, if I seek after him, if I will follow him, He didn't tell me to follow no denomination now. He said, follow him. And if I follow Christ, God will make a way out of no way. If I follow Christ, God will put his spirit in me, because he said he would put his spirit in me. If I keep my mind on Christ, God will keep my mind above the things that I need to be. Philippians 4:19-20 says, but my God supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now unto God our Father. Our Father. He said he's Abba to us. He's not Abba to those that don't have no part of him. Everybody say they're part of God. Everybody keeps saying, well, I follow him. If you follow Christ, then we should see the characteristics. We should see the characteristics of God in you. So I thank you, my brother, my sisters, for giving me an opportunity to hear what I have to say. But I'm telling you, you want to know the signs? Because he said no man knows the sign. No man knows the days, the hours, and the time when the Lord should appear in the sky. But you know the signs. We know that the message is not become effective to those who don't believe. We got people preaching the word and don't believe the word. Shame on us. We got people, he called us, he said we Pharisees and Sadducees. We say him with our mouth, but our heart is far away from him. Then we would get into a conversation, we get into an argument with each other when we talk about the word. Oh, the word don't say that. You're supposed to be embrace one another. Oh, that's what the word say. You're supposed to be able to embrace one another and lastly and receive it. But if we say this, oh, that ain't what the word say. He don't know what he's talking about. We blind. See, the word has not become effective anymore. We're supposed to be embrace one another. Eye sharpen eye. We're supposed to be able to help one another grow. We're supposed to be trying to get each other to grow in Christ. But if you got a higher position in me, then you figure you know all everything. Oh, I'm apostle. Oh, I'm bishop this. Oh, I'm this and I'm that. But in the word of God, God said we all his children. God says that we belong to him. He is the key cornerstone. He is the apostle. He said, have no other gods but me. Sometimes we make our pastors, our bishops, the apostles, we make them God. And we see why we're not growing. We see why our minds messed up. I got a word. It's the same word. Now is the time. Now is the day. Now is the hour to get your church in order, to pray for the leaders that they will sound the horn. Pray for the leaders that they're going to speak the truth. The churches ain't doing altar calls no more. After the praise and worship over, everybody leaving the church. We got more messages on Instagram and Facebook than we ever seen. You know, because Facebook is a new thing. Before they were saying, that's the devil. Don't get on that. That's the devil. Don't get on that. That's the devil. Don't get on that. That's the devil. It's like everybody got a Facebook account now. Everybody got an Instagram account now. Churches that I know that said they'd never do a social media. They'd never do TV and all this little kind of stuff. They even on stuff like that. Why? Because this is the time, these are the hours, and these are the moments. We have to put things in perspective. Is this mind going to be in Christ? You got to let your mind go. You've got to let your mind go. It's time for us to, oh, my God. My God. The word is near. The word is near. And I just want you to know that to have this mind of Christ, you got to put off the old man and put on the new man. Because after Malachi, before Malachi, God closed it up. God stopped speaking. Stop speaking. He shut things down. But he came and he talked about these days. You know what I'm saying? We got to go back to perspective. Get us out of the way. If we want brothers and sisters to be saved, we got to get us out of the way. Because God can only one to save them. People don't want to say what's going on in their life because they feel that the church has lost power. But I'm here to tell you, the devil is a lie. The church ain't. I am the church. He's coming back for a building without wrinkle or spot. I am the church. And by me being the church, I have a right. He said that I'm an ambassador of the gospel. Woo-hoo! I am an ambassador of the gospel. I'm not of this world. Because I'm in this world, doesn't mean I'm of this world. I'm from a foreign country. But I'm an ambassador of the gospel. So I'm a preach this gospel because they died for it. They was cut, boiling, acid, lions got them. Man, they did all kinds of things to the apostles. Why? For Jesus Christ. So for God I live, so for God I die. To be in Christ, let's put shady things away. Come on, let's put them shady things away. Put these shady things away. Quit trying to be something that you're not. Let God exalt you. Let God lift you up. Let God build the house. Let God bless you. Let God open up doors for you. Quit trying to open up doors for yourself, because every time you keep opening up doors, things happen to you. And you get a nasty taste in your mouth for the household of faith. That's my word. I hope that you was blessed. I hope that you received it. If you didn't, I'm going to shake the dust off me, because it's not about me. Whether you received the word from me or not, it's not about me. It's about my Father who is in heaven. So, hey, I can't push you nowhere. I ain't got no heaven or hell to put you. So it's not on me. I'm just giving you what God has gave me. And so, until then, I want you brothers and sisters to be blessed. If God has smiled on you, let him keep continue smile on you. Just remember, though, he said, let this mind that be in Christ also be in you. May God bless you. May God strengthen you. And may God encourage you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to share this word with you guys. I've been blessed off of it. I'm finna go in my house and do me some shouting, because I'm shouting in my automobile. I'm about to get in here. And I just came from Bible study, then I did another study with you guys. Look, man, let God bless you. Let God open up doors for you. And let heaven smile on you. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, bro. You keep catching me off guard. I'm trying to work with a customer, so I apologize. Man, up the movement. Come on, dial one. Come on into the call. Minister Charlene, welcome to the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, man of God. Praise the Lord, Pastor E. Praise the Lord, Pastor Dwayne. There's nothing left to say except amen.
Look, I'm in the back room working, right? Look, I'm in the back room working. He going, and all of a sudden he just said, "Lord Jesus, where you at, Pastor?" I see Pastor, you on the line. I think
his
phone
there,
dropped.
Pastor Dwayne? Pastor Dwayne.
Yeah,
I have something to say.
Go, man.
Pastor Dwayne?
I ain't going nowhere. Yeah, you can hear me.
I'm coming to the phone. Pastor Dwayne.
Yes, ma'am.
Praise the Lord. This is Minister Sean. I've come too far to let some devil shut my mouth up.
Come on now. Come on now.
Ain't no rock going to cry out for me.
Come on.
God has been too good. And you know, it's just the truth. Everything you said, like I said, there's nothing else left to say but amen. Because, you know, some churches still have altars, but at the end of the day, when we do go up to the altar, thank you, Jesus, and let prayer be made, we have to allow God to work. We have to let him work. It's like we have to let him show us, you know, what we gave him so we can walk in the new, you know?
Amen.
We have to learn
Amen.
How to walk in that new. We have to learn how to walk in the new, because if you've been walking in the old, and you go to the altar and repent, whether you're repenting at the church or you're repenting at home, it's like, Lord, teach me how to walk in the new. Because I always
Amen.
Tell people, God's children, God doesn't have, none of God's children are punk. None of God's children are punks. You know, it's not God's will for us to feel like we're just a doormat for people, that we're, but God says, humble ourselves. So when we're humbling ourselves, that's walking in the meekness and the submission to the heart of God. The world may think they're walking on you, but really, God's like, you know what? I'm showing my love in the earth. I'm showing meekness in the earth, and he shows it through us. You know?
Amen.
We can't compete with each other and look down on each other and compete with, you know, compare ourselves with one another. If the church keep fighting, how the world going to come in? The world don't want to be bothered with no mess.
Amen.
You know, the church tearing each other down, trying to make exalt one, put down another. That's not the heart of God. There's no one bigger and greater than anyone. Jesus is our example. You know, and what you were saying, it was like you just had your belt out. You was just, it was like correction was just being let loose. And so that's why I said
look,
amen.
You tell me you're doing Holy Ghost spanking. Well, first of all, you got to be bold. You have to be bold and willing.
Yeah.
So when you speak the boldness, first of all, your life has to be exemplary to boldness, because you're
right.
Obedient. I can
Amen.
And you guys, and I know Minister Charlene, you are one of the covenant partners that are always on the broadcast, time permitting. And you guys know I keep it real, but it's because I'm experiencing mm-hmm. those things in my personal life that I cannot tell a lie. I cannot sugarcoat it. I have to keep it real, but that we need more honesty in the body of Christ. There's too many major ministries. Let's keep it real tonight. This is man up. Let's man up. Let's woman up. Let's believer up. There's too many major ministries that only tell people what they want to hear because of the tithes and the offering and the exalting the man and worshiping the praise and worship leader and worshiping the musician. And believe me, I see this throughout the churches that I visit and deal with once, because my covenant has to come from a different area. But as the church, that means me. I have to do right and stop worrying about what other people are doing. Because if I do right, somebody else might do right just because they said, if he could do it, I can do it also. Then we're building a standard in the body of Christ that are believers. See, I'm really, God is really, I know you guys hear this a lot from me, but you see, I'm seeing the differential between a Christian, a Baptist, a Methodist, and a believer. I think it all got messed up because we fell back into the old times of the old covenant. When there were Pharisees and Sadducees and all these other fractions that did their own thing, that was religion. Christ came that we could have life and what? Life more abundantly together, equally.
That's right.
And churches, and the thing of it is that the structure of the building that we call church will want to keep you in that old seat because they don't need you to leave, because they're fearful that God ain't going to provide. They need you to provide.
Amen.
I'm going to let that one drop there. And that we have to get away from that and become more entrepreneurial as ministries. There are 10 people I'm mentoring right now about how to start a church. They thought I was going to tell them, get some families, get some dedicated money. No, I said start a business. Get your business going. Mm-hmm. That's your first step of your ministry, because now your foundation is solid. The doors are going to stay open regardless to what people have, because people don't have. There's a lack in building up people to be successful. So before I get to going, because I can't preach on this, is that we just each one, and I'm talking to me, I'm going to do better. I'm not going to judge. I'm not going to fault. I'm not going to point fingers. I'm going to acknowledge the truth that you must do what God said do, but that's up to me. I'm watching myself. I'm examining myself. I'm my own coach to say do the right thing. Anybody out there listening, I think that's what we're all trying to say, is that you must become your own coach. You must become your own pastor. You must become your own bishop and make sure you're doing the right thing according to God, not man.
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
Well, can I get one Shabbat?
Shabbat. And just to throw this out there too, because
we see you, Minister Terry. We're gonna bring you right in.
Apostle. We talked about that church thing, We talked about that church thing, and this is what God told me, within this last year. He said, I never want to see you go to another church where a picture of a man and the front of the door is on the wall. If you go to a church where, because, we have churches now that got the first lady and the pastor picture all on the wall. God said, I'm speaking what God told me. He said, this is exactly what he told me. He said, I do not want you to go to a place where you go into a building and it's not me, but it's a man, or if it's a man of a woman, because that's not my house. You're not there to glorify me. You're there to glorify, because they already made them a god. When you walk into that sanctuary and you see this big old picture of this man and this woman, you are worshiping them. And I do not want you to go into a house like that, because my presence is not there. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, you woke me up. Hey, you know me, man. You know me. And I've been wanting to do this, and I've been wanting to do this. But God says, he gave it to me. I'm telling you, he spoke it just exactly like, don't go into a place where you see an idol in front of me. If you go into a place where you see an idol in front of me, my presence is not there. We have to get out of this mentality, to go into churches. When you step into soon you walk to the door of the church, they got this big picture of this.
God. Quick.
Man on fire.
Quick.
God said it's idolatry.
Man on fire.
He said it's idolatry. And if you want to stand in idolatry, my presence will not be with you anymore.
Speak, Holy Ghost.
My God.
Well, you
got to
know,
God.
And you're saying it very plain
Jesus.
And simple, because the word of God says that we serve a jealous God.
Yeah.
Jealousy is broke down like this. Jealousy means you are intolerable of any rivalry. Come on, man of God. Now, let me see a man come up in your arena that's rivaling you and your marriage. You're going to be intolerable. That's how God is. Mm. God does not want and is not going to allow us or be involved in anything when we serve other gods.
Come on.
It could be money. It could be food. It could be TV. It could be this. It could be that. It could be so many different appetites and so many different tastes and so many things that we get distracted about. God is a jealous God. He requires all of our attention.
Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Let's bring in Minister Terry. I know she's sitting there. We're going to bring in Minister Terry right now. Minister Terry, welcome to Believer Up. No, Believer Up.
Believer of Christ. Up. Hallelujah. Good evening, family. Pastor
evening.
Collins, Pastor E, and Minister Charlene, and all the listeners.
Lord.
I'm just over, praise the Lord, all the time. I'm over here listening to the man of God. Yes, he's on fire, but I'm listening to you three. You guys have been getting it into perspective, because he hit it when he was speaking.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, praise God. He was speaking, perspective, but he was speaking on, men and men and women and women. Because like he said, for us to pray for you guys, you pastors that's preaching the true word of God. And I'm praying for anybody, Minister Charlene, evangelist, prophets, all of us that's sharing his word. Because,
yeah.
I mean, the truth hurts, but the truth will set you free. But like you said, Pastor Collins, on when you look at the TV, what are we teaching the generations to come? They're looking at the TV. They're seeing men with men, and they got shows. They got TV shows and everything like that. This is why they tell you to tune out.
We got politics. Wait a minute. Hold on. We got politics.
They pass the laws.
We got governors and people that are running
for
office.
Running
for president that are outright gay. Now I want to share this.
Wow.
This is something that I've been saying for about 10 years, guys. I told you that if you're taking any money from the government, it's about to be mandatory that you marry gay people.
Oh no. You see what I'm saying?
I don't care if it was $5. If you ever got money from the government, if you ever receive money from the government, you are going to be required to marry gay people.
Lord have mercy.
They make
we're an entrepreneurial business, because can't no government come up in here and say nothing about other than some taxes.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, Pastor Collins, I tell you, Pastor, he hit it on the nose with that, because that's something in the churches, in the buildings, that they're jumping over. They don't want to address that. And, you know, everybody probably knows somebody that's like that, but, you know, you don't judge them. You love them unconditionally. But, you know, God, he doesn't stop loving us, but the sin. And I'm telling you, this sin has got them out there. They killing, they running up transvestites, transsexuals. They killing sin for sin. Sin is going after sin. You know, so
just for the sake of those out there that may be gay listening to this broadcast right now, we are not judging you, condemning you, or throwing you out. What we're saying is your lifestyle is not acceptable in the body of Christ.
Right.
Come on
over,
repent, and change your wicked ways, and you just like me.
Yeah.
That quick.
Yeah. Amen.
So I just want to get that disclaimer out there, because people think, because we're saying that, well, I wouldn't marry a gay. No, I wouldn't. But I would tell you, come on over here to Jesus and get your life together and watch what God can do to blossom you.
Yes, we love them.
Yeah.
We love
no condemnation.
No
condemnation, but we're going to tell you the truth. There's
That's
no
right.
condemnation, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
I'm telling you. I
want to see God's faith and peace. Amen.
Yeah.
And that goes,
Amen.
That
you
goes
still love them.
That goes back to the thing said, if thou would confess with thy mouth, believe in thy heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Now, first of all, you got to believe that. So if you believe that and you're on the opposite side, God can raise you from the dead. He can give you a new life. He can give you a new understanding. He can give you a new perspective. Why? Because the word is for you. It's not. It's the word to make your faith start operating. So I don't care what kind of lifestyle you are living. If you would confess that thing, first of all, you're confessing out of your heart, not out of your mouth. Your mouth can say all kind of things. But if you confess that thing in your heart because you receive it, and you receive it with all honesty, and then by receiving it with all honesty, you know God can change you. You can't tell me if you confess with your and believe and you still acting all jacked up and messed up, something was wrong there. Something was wrong because you truly haven't confessed. God said, seek out the things of his. You supposed to fall out of him, fall out of Christ. You know, not fall out of the will of God. God came to condemn sin. Not that sin may live in your life anymore.
Now, wait. I know he did come to condemn it, but he came to die for sin.
Yeah.
He came to set the record straight for sin. My God. Yeah. See, we have to remove any bondage and know that if you don't sin, you're doing right. And if you follow Christ, you got it right. Now, I want to share this. I'm gonna share this right here, this one scripture. And I'm going to encourage everybody on here to read Hebrews chapter 8 tonight. But let's go to verse 7 down to 13. I'm going to read all six verses and I'm out of here. I'm going to let y'all finish it. Watch this. It says, "For if that first covenant had been faultless, then no place would have been sought for a second." Stop right there. First of all, whatever didn't work before, there's no need to try it over again because God has given the second that is perfect. Watch this. "Because finding fault with them, he says, 'Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt.'" Hit it, hit the brakes right there. You are not held accountable to what our ancestors were held accountable for. Watch this. "Because they did not continue in my covenant." Come on. We'll say that again. "Because they did not continue in my covenant, and I disregarded them, says the Lord." Verse 10. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind. I will write them in their hearts." Watch this, watch this, watch this. "I will write them in their hearts. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, 'Know the Lord.' For all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them." Watch this. This is the most important verse. Verse 12. "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins, and their lawless deeds I will remember no more." In that he says, no more. A new covenant, he has made the first obsolete. Now, what is becoming obsolete and growing old is ready to vanish away. You know what most of our problems are? Is that you still blaming you when God already let it go.
Thank
you, Jesus. Let that one settle down. I'm going to let that one settle down. Because when he says that he will be merciful, my God, to not one, he says all their sins, all of their wickedness. He says, "You alone, he will not remember no more." But you got to come in first. And you have to give him all of you now. And this is our problem, is that late at the midnight hour, when nobody else is around, we fall back into our old self of pity. We fall back into our old self of self. We fall back into our old self of confidence, and we fail. Who do we fail? We fail God. Because if God made it new, why are you still being old? If God says he don't remember no more, why are you? If God says he blotted away, why you keep bringing
it up? Fire.
If God says it's over, why you keep saying it's still here? I'm done.
Hallelujah. All right.
Man on fire.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
It's y'all fault. Y'all, I was trying to work.
Hebrews 8. Hallelujah.
But read that whole chapter. It's very important to know the whole chapter because the new high priest, my God, is Jesus. He came to erase the old, to make a new. Something never, ever, 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 ever been done before. That's called Jesus.
Jesus.
And that's a shame. That's a shame for the body of Christ. Don't even know that exists in the Bible. That's a shame. The body of Christ haven't got past Matthew's. They don't know the rest of the other books. They don't know it's more books. They don't know it's other laws.
Wait a minute. Pastor,
how we can live. They don't know.
Pastor Dwayne.
A lot
Pastor
of them are just stuck in old. Oh my God.
Pastor Dwayne. Now, can we keep it real tonight since you started this? No, some of them is still caught back in Ezekiel. Some
Man
of them is still caught back in Deuteronomy. Some of them is still caught back in Genesis. Some of them is still caught back in Jeremiah. That is the whole. You better get in the new and know it's all about Jesus if you want life. Now, don't get me wrong. I study my brothers because I don't want to make the same mistakes they did.
Amen.
But I am not held accountable to the old covenant because they did not follow. He said he disregarded it.
Oh my God.
Do we ever teach
that's
this?
Why he got a New Testament.
Do we ever
that's
teach
why there's
this?
A New Testament. The Old
my
Testament
God.
Was a schoolmaster. The New Testament
the
is what
God
Jesus
from Genesis
instituted.
To Revelation.
New creation.
Yeah.
But I know that the old covenant is not I do not have an accountability to that no more because there's a new covenant.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's called
Man on
Jesus.
Fire.
Hallelujah.
And don't
Man
disregard.
On fire.
Do
Man
not
on fire.
Disregard the history that we have, that we can look
right.
back over the example of wrong decisions.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we can make the right decision.
Make
Amen.
The right decision.
But you better preach
make the right
Jesus.
Decision.
You better
preach Jesus.
Better.
Start preaching some Abraham. All
yeah.
you're going to have is what they did not finish correctly. You better preach Jesus.
Preach
ain't
Jesus.
No power in Abraham. Ain't no power in Abraham.
Preach the red
ain't no
letters.
Power in Jacob.
No,
so
there is
power.
In the name of Jesus, there is
so
power.
Schoolmaster,
in
bring
the
us
name
entity.
Of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Because you can
break every chain.
Hallelujah.
Break every chain.
There is power in the name of Jesus. See, that name of Jesus, if we preach Jesus more, people know what to say more.
Amen.
Let that
Amen.
Settle.
Preach
Let that
Jesus.
Settle. Let that settle.
Settle, Lord. Settle it, Jesus.
Yeah.
Preach Jesus.
I love the fire that's on this network, y'all. I love you
Hallelujah.
Guys' participation also. And we're going to do this thing to another level because it's up to you, it's up to me, that we let somebody know, here's a place that you can hear the truth. And
Hallelujah.
Yes, when you first come in there, you better tell them up front, y'all. Yes, when you first come up in here, the truth hurts. But the most important thing is the truth will set you free. I don't know about you. I want
yeah.
to be free tonight.
Yeah.
I want
to win.
Be free.
Who's ready to win tonight?
No, I'm ready to win.
Call yourself. Get a new name tonight.
Yeah.
Say, I'm a winner. My
I'm
name ain't
winner.
Edward no more.
I'm
my name
winner.
Is Winner. I'm a winner. I'm a winner.
Yeah.
My name is Winner.
Yeah.
I'm a winner.
Some of y'all that got businesses out there need to say money comes this week.
Money
oh,
comes
yeah.
this week.
Prophesize over it.
And then next week, you better say, more money comes this week.
More money comes this week. Big money.
And then the next week, here
big
comes
money.
Big money. You better start to speak into existence the things that
yes,
you
Lord.
Want and that you need so you can do what God
yes,
has
Lord.
Called you to do.
Hallelujah. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God, I
Man,
believe
it.
Hallelujah.
Is there
yeah.
anybody else
believe
out there that want to get in the conversation?
Increase.
Dial one. We got a few more. We got 13 minutes left. We're going to give everybody an opportunity in their closing remarks. Myself, Minister Charlene, Minister Terry, and then Pastor Dwayne to close us out finally. But if you want to get in the conversation, that one person out there that have been listening and you don't even know how you got here and you don't even believe in Jesus, but something has been triggered in you that you want to know more, dial one right now. We got a green room to bring you in. Myself, Minister Terry, Minister Charlene will talk with you, give you the starter kit, get you going. And before you leave that call, you'll be just like us, working to do better. Then there's that other person out there, Pastor Dwayne, that has been going through and has not seen any results in your life. It's because you haven't had the right faith walkers with you. Well, we want to walk by faith and not by sight with you. Dial one. We're going to pray for you. And then it's that person out there that thought you had it all together, thought you was all that in a bag of chips, but you heard some stuff tonight to say you ain't nothing. Dial one, because I want to tell you I ain't nothing either.
Hallelujah.
Come on.
We just alike. But Christ is all. He is Lord of Lords. He is King of Kings. He's the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. If you believe that today, you could change your life. Dial one, and we'll pray with you. Well, everybody got it together. Minister Charlene, any closing
yeah.
remarks, anything you have going on in your arena, please share it. If people are in San Diego, may be listening, that could come and support what you have going on. Next,
oh,
Minister
right
Terry.
Now. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right now, I'm just ministering at church and Sunday school. That's what God has turned on the light of promotion there for me at my church, North Park Apostolic. The two other centers I was at, one closed down. The other one, the people that I was going there with, they shifted. I don't know what's going on with that. But I'm believing God for great things, greater things, bigger things here in San Diego because soul winning is my heart.
When?
Now. Now. Amen. Because soul winning is my heart. Evangelizing and reaching the lost is my heart. So as God leads me, I do get to go out and talk to the homeless and talk to them and share with them, you know, just to see where they're coming from and, you know, pray with them that God's going to change their circumstances around so that their heart is led to, you know, come to know the Lord and not just, you know, believe God for provision and providing for them, because truly that's what I'm believing God for them. But I'm also asking God to save their soul and draw them closer to Him in relationship. Amen. So.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
If God bless you with a team, that'll be even better, because that way I can have a team out here. But until that day, you know, I am, you know.
Well. Let me just be amen. Prophetic in your life. After the 26th, you got a team. We're going to come down. We're going to get a van. We're going to come down there, Minister Terry, myself, everybody from everybody you meet on Sunday. We're going to set up a San Diego outreach and come down there and show you how we can bring it. Right there,
okay,
for free, at a park somewhere. We'll set it up, bring a gentleman. We're going to do it. I can feel it already, but we can't wait to see you on the 26th. I'll tell everybody else about that later. Minister Terry, your closing remarks.
Yes, family, my closing remarks is to the listeners, and I'm ministering to myself, is just to spend time with Him, open His Word, let Him speak to our
more time.
Hearts. Let Him just, more time as believers and non-believers, get to know Him, get your relationship with Him. And the time we spend with Him, make it quality time. The quality is getting an understanding, not so much as quantity, but that quality. And Pastor, you told me this a long time ago, and I always live by this. Don't skip over a word if you don't know. Get an understanding, because we do have resources right here on the Now Network that can help us with His
yes.
word. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Bless you, woman of God. Bless you. We're still celebrating Women Speak Now, our number one broadcast here on the Now Network. Never fail. Never quit. Never say no. Always going forward. We celebrate Women Speak Now and be heard.
Hallelujah.
I want to take this moment and thank our sponsors, Ease Tees for You, where you think it, we print it. You can reach us at 562-413-3710. We ship nationally. We ship, thank you, Holy Spirit. We'll ship worldly, but you think it, you print it. Flags, flyers, cards, clothes. You need a clothing line. Let us help you start it up. Anything you need printing, reach out. Ease Tees for You. .com, Ease Tees for You at 562-413-3710. I want to also thank our sponsor, Tony Renama Law Firm, here in the Los Angeles area, covering any personal injury, any loss of life, any legal situation you're going through. You can reach out to TonyRenama.com, TonyRenama.com. We thank you, family. We're going to go to our host tonight, and anything you have going on in your region, Pastor Dwayne, please let us know. Now, I saw a picture of you standing in front of church, and I don't know if the message said, come on, because this is what you're doing. What's going on in Madison?
What's going on, the picture, that was when we was talking last night, that's Capital City's Church of God in Christ. That's Pastor Raymond Davis
okay.
over off of Jennifer Street. I am, you know, being a helper to the body of Christ, because, you know, I have a heart for the souls of Madison, Wisconsin. I have the heart that God would open up doors that we can minister to peoples like God want them to be ministered to, you know, because, you know, we know where we both come from, you know, and peoples here in Madison know me, you know, they know the struggles, they know the things I was involved with. Now that they see the growth that God has did in my life, you know, I want to reach out to him. And that's what
yes.
I've been doing for the last 6 years here. I've been reaching out, doing outreaches, going to communities, setting up tents. You know, me and my wife and the kids, we, you know, we get out and do outreach. We, you know, just celebrate hot dogs and hamburgers and just, you know, share the word of God, you know. And so that's what God has been putting in my heart, you know, as I was working at the hospital for the last 2 years. A year and a half I worked every Sunday, you know, and so me and my wife was thinking about doing some stuff. So God pulled my heart to go over there and undergird the man of God, you know, to where God need him or whatever God need me to do with him
So I'm proud and I'm excited, you know, because I do get a chance to see, I do get to see God working, you know. And I met the man of God when I was going through a storm. You remember when I first started meeting you and I started talking to you? That was the man of God that mentored. I mean, he was my mentor. So God has, you know, placed me back that way to help the man of God out. So that's
Amen.
All I'm doing is just trying to pray that God open up a building for him. I've been trying to find, you know, looking for buildings, you know, that will, you know, rest on their heart that you know, that God would like for them to have. So that's where I'm at, man. I'm just excited for what God is doing for the body of Christ, you know, and I'm just looking for God to say, you know, when he's ready for this worldwide revival, man, you know, that's my heart at, you know, because I'm at that point now, you know, I've been in too long. I've seen him do it so much, and I'm, you know, and I'm not going to be on earth forever, you know? So before God called me home, I just want to see do this great big old revival, man. That's what I'm hunger for a great big revival. The church can go back to doing the evangelical work. You know, we heard about the great Billy Graham's and the Joel. You know, we heard about the great crusades. You know, when they did Azusa Street and all that kind of stuff. I'm like, God, what you did it in their days, why you can't do it in my days?
And wait. See, that's where we asked in the wrong question to the wrong person. God then already did it. He just waiting for us to reenact it. Now, for those of you out there, well, the Bible says that everything God has done is finished and complete. Can't add to it or take away. Why do we keep trying to redo something that God's already done? I'm gonna leave that one alone. But we are reenacting here in Los Angeles the Azusa Street Revival. There's a video on my page. Well, we're coming together and we're going to do a musical. But in this musical, it's a reenaction to correct the things that didn't go right, that it didn't keep going. Because you had denominational stuff, you had racial stuff, you had a bunch of stuff. And we've done our research. But we are putting together myself, Mickey Stevenson, the A&R, the first A&R man from Motown, are putting together this play. And it's going to be dynamic. We want to bring it to every city. Big, small, every church, big, small. We want to go everywhere with this thing, but we need your help putting it together because we want to put together a memorial for Azusa Street for not what was done wrong, but for what we're going to do right now. See, always people want to blame that they didn't do things right. Don't worry about what done right. Do the right thing now. We need everybody to be a part of that. And I'm telling you, when you were talking that, I see a van. A Now Network van traveling with all of our ministers, all of our covenant partners, going around to Madison, going around to Milwaukee, going around to all our covenant partners, Chicago, Florida, Atlanta, everywhere somebody is covenant with us that we can do a Now Network revival. I'm ready. I'll pull a tent out in a minute and a speaker and a generator and we'll preach like you ain't never heard. So don't get it twisted. We going to do this. I'm going to see you this summer. And you understood I said summer, not spring, not fall, and definitely not winter. I said summer. We're going to see you in Madison. We are going to see you the season of 2020. I'm committing to it. We will see you in Madison preaching the revival in the season of 2020 because not I said so because the Lord said so. But you heard what I said, summer.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to emphasize that one. I'm going to keep emphasizing summer. Yes. Amen. 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 Well, God bless you, family. Anything else, Pastor Dwayne? I hear Pastor Ann back there. What's up, Pastor Ann? What you got to say?
Hey, I was laughing because you said you're coming in the summer. But come on. We would love to have you all come. Like
summer.
My husband said, we've just still been working and doing outreach and different things in the church, and we still own and operate our own business. So just trying to be obedient and do what the Lord say do.
Okay, your own business, please share with anybody out there. Now, I know what you do, but we want anybody that's connected to this covenant, this partnership and covenant here at the Now Network, it's an avenue for you also. We want you, I'm not just promoting East Tees, well, yes, I am. East Tees for you. You think it, we print it. 562-413-37. No. But you can also promote your businesses here, because if we don't support each other, who else is going to support you? Pastor Ann, please tell us the website, the where we could go to find your illustrious jewelry and the things that you have going on.
So I am the owner of Visions. I changed the name. It started out as Visions of Beauty, but we changed the name to Vision House. Visions, I custom make jewelry, as well as now we are also a distributor for different jewelry products. We also make our own skincare. That is all natural products. We also make all natural soap. That way you don't have to use all these different chemicals and different things that they put together. So that is what I do. And then, you know, at the same time, we try to make sure that no matter what we're doing, while we're out there promoting our business, we're out sharing the love of Christ.
Amen. Amen.
We're launching a new website that will be out, and it'll be www.byvisionproductsonline.com. So that's going to be real easy to find us. So it'll be www.byvisionproductsonline.com.
Is that BUYVISION.com? Byvisions.com. We want to get it right now. We want to get it right. Come on, y'all. We need your support. We're not taking an offering. We're not taking an offering. We're saying for the same stuff that you go to Walmart and pay for, you can get pure products from the woman of God today. Amen? Yep.
Amen. So it's www.buy, so that's B-U-Y, Vision, Products, Online.com.
Amen. Amen. Bless you guys. We love you up there, Madison.
Yep. Love you too.
When y'all get that, you know, people be tripping when you call me apostle, but I'm gonna tell everybody out there, I'm fivefold. I move in the work. I do the work of the fivefold. I'm not looking for a title. I don't need a name. I don't need all that. I just do the work. but don't refute or rebuke the anointing of the men and women of God that can recognize the calling on your life. I know I'm apostolic. I know I'm an evangelist. I know I'm a teacher. I know I'm a preacher. I know because I do the work. But do not refute when people see it in the spirit and call out your name. Some of y'all need a name change. You've been rebuking it because it made you thought you was being too much. You ain't being too much. Do the work. People will tell you who you are. Do the work. People will give you what you're supposed to be. Do the work, and doors will open for you that you can open doors for others. Amen?
Amen.
Love you guys. We appreciate you. We honor you. We thank God for you. This has been an awesome broadcast. The most important thing you better know is that you can do it, and you can do it on your own. You don't have to worry about or wait on me. Put it into motion for yourself and know that God has everything under control. And I need you to claim this before you leave here tonight. Today is the best day of my life in Christ.
Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord.
At least listen to 1 minute of this song before y'all hang up. 1 minute. 1 minute.
Let everything.
I bet you won't hang up. 1 minute.
Praise ye the Lord. The scripture declares that death and life is in the power of the tongue. So I want you to get excited and declare that today will be the best day of your life. Hallelujah. Somebody celebrate it. The best day
bless you,
we're
family.
Not a defeated people.
Honor and a
people. I need to hear the voices of the victorious folks. That don't mind giving them glory. That understand that we serve a strong and mighty God.
Come on, explain.
I need to hear the voices of the victorious people. Let us understand that we serve a God that heals. I need to hear the voices of the victorious people. Let us understand that he's stronger than any demon. He's stronger than any enemy. I need you to open up your mouth and declare what God has said over you.
Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.